wonder how many of you know Ben Miller, or someone like him. Ben was not only an expert driver, but he was the sort of chap who never let the little annoyances of driving get under his skin. For instance, I remember this incident very well.
Boy, that fellow up ahead stopped mighty short. But we didn't hit him, that's the main thing.
Not long after that, when I was going home with Ben in his car, it happened.
Confounded, did you see that? Hey, what's the idea of stopping like that? They ought to take that guy's license away.
And then that man gave more question than you ever did a time later on. What had happened to him? What had changed him from a man who was easygoing and good natured to a man who became upset and irritated over even the least little trifle? The doctor told him it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, naturally, I'm not for 1 minute going to stand here and tell you that coffee affects everybody's nerves. It doesn't. Many people can drink all the coffee they want with no ill effects at all. But many others shouldn't touch it. So if you're bothered by nerves, and nerves, you know, can affect you in any one of several ways, such as irritability, sleeplessness, or nervous indigestion, and if you suspect coffee to be to blame, or even partly to blame, do the wise thing. Switch to a postum. For there's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in postum that could possibly affect your nerves. A postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. Just drink postum instead of coffee. And then, even in 2 weeks' time, long enough to give postum a fair trial, see if your nerves have any gold. See if you're on a whole lot less touchy and irritable. A calmer, happier, more likable person again. Drink postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though the Vocal Picture Corporation of Hollywood has definitely decided to make a picture in Pine Ridge. One of the representatives arrived in town this morning to collect locations, and now has spent the day showing around the town. And we're looking over a little community today, we find Ben Pappy Spears over at the downtown store talking to Ben.
He's the fellow that's going to take the re-location in.
No, he just come here to look around and pick out the different sentence for the picture.
Huh?
Well, I'm taking over to see Uncle Henry Lunsford's place. According to what he said, well, a lot of it's going to be made right here at our store.
Yeah. What kind of a store is it,
I don't know, Grandpa. He said they had 3 or 4 riders working on it. I forget what he did say the names are. Anyway, it's going to be about Pine Ridge here. Something about a doctor here in town.
You ain't going to be a doctor,
eh? No, that ain't our part. Me and Rob's just going to run the store here like the Lewis do.
Now, what's Rob doing wearing all those fancy clothes if he's going to be like the Lewis here?
Oh, well, we'll make him put his old clothes back on. We know Rob. Then he takes it after while he starts dressing himself up like he thinks an actor ought to look.
And he don't look the same.
No,
I see no more church service he used to be. Had on a checkered coat and leather breeches and cap without no bill on it. Look like a comic valentine.
Oh, yeah. He's making a frog goose out of his own. Tried to get everybody come down here to take one of his order drinkers. Got his name wrote all over the office paper there. Put it on there to pencil all over it. Long ahead of the pastor. Put it right there and right check the bottle.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
I hope so. You think no living with him hardly like you is. Uses a bunch of big words that nobody can understand. And he makes out like he's a different fella every day.
Isn't it, huh?
Yeah. He went in at the county seat and got some books on acting. And he got plays and everything, you know. By the time he reads one of them, he tries to act the part that he read about. Comes down here and acts all over the place. He was an Englishman this morning.
Englishman?
Yeah. That's what he said he sounded like. I never knew. Called his Saturday, he was a Kentucky colonel. Colonel, actually. Just talking about his horses and his plantation. Sitting around with a glass of soda pop all day telling folks it was a mint julep.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he must have been doing when he was down at the store that day.
Come in there and I couldn't hardly understand a word he was saying. Sound like some foreigner.
Well, I bet might have been the day he was a Frenchman.
Yeah, I must have been. I don't know, though, I'm going to let it go to his head.
Well, I'm just afraid he's going to keep on talking like everybody else, and then When you do get in the next official, I won't be able to talk like yourself no more.
Hey, if you can't recommend Harley for the job, I know how to keep stores near as he does.
Well, I don't know about that, Grandpap. You just have to talk to that fella. He's doing all the harm. I don't got nothing to do with it.
Well, what I did, I even on paying pretty good money.
Yeah, yeah.
I could get in on it if I could. That's just on the paperwork, do for all.
Yeah, well, we said this morning I ain't going to have to hire a bunch of folks around here. So, first time or two, I just knew it.
Yeah, I sure will.
Well, he told Cedric this morning, he'd see if he got a job of some kind. See, most of the actors are going to bring with them from Hollywood down there.
Hollywood actors coming to Pine Ridge?
Why, sure.
Oh, you're coming for a further entrance.
Yeah, that's what the fella's doing here. Find a place for all of them to stay. Rented 6 or 7 in the boarding house this morning. Lock, stock, and barrel. Just taking every room and put all the time they're going to be here.
Well, say, this is going to mean some money coming into Pine Ridge.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Want
to help everybody, yeah.
Do they pay you fellas anything for taking the pictures around and jot them down so much?
Well, from what I understand, they would, yeah. But I'm scared I'll sort of smile at those grand pets. Of course, I never once thought about them paying if I shook you head and... don't tell them. But I rented the store here to squash stink over there for 6 months.
You mean you're going out of the store business?
No, we want to keep running the store just like we always did, but squash is paying us so much a month rent. I couldn't understand what he wanted with it at first, but I know now that he aims to rent to that building picture company for a heap more, he's paying us for it.
And he ain't
told
around nothing about it, huh?
Oh, no, just nervous. I've been sort of waiting to bring up the subject, but I know he's going to hire the kite when he hears it.
Well, I don't blame him. You oughtn't to do that,
Amber. I know.
You missed it.
I know. I tried to get that dead blame squire away till I could talk to Lama about it. He wouldn't do it. Threatened to back out on the whole deal if I signed the lease right then, so... I signed it. That's all there was to it.
Might know what that squire would figure out some way to make money out of it.
Oh, no.
He's the outdone fella I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Now, what I'm feared of, well, that squire hold him up. Ask him so much rain on the store, they won't even make the picture here. That way, when it still comes along, I don't know anything about it to him, Grandpap. I'm going to catch him in a good humor before I tell him what I did.
No, I won't see you.
No, don't do it. Yeah, honey, Mom. Yeah, well, what do you think Uncle Henry Hartford played, Mom?
Huh? Oh, right. He said he was just what he's looking for.
Well, that's good.
How are you, Grandpap?
Pretty good, Mom. Are you looking at any chance of me getting a job acting in that picture on him?
I don't know, Grandpap. Wait till you get here and start the picture. They won't let you find something for you.
When was they even on starting?
Why, he says they want to start it just quick as they can.
Mm-hmm.
They're working day and night on a script. They script what they call a story up in America.
Uh-huh.
Their story.
Oh.
The actors are all being here one day next week, I mean.
Yeah.
Danny says, I seen a picture of the leading lady a while ago. Pretty pretty thing you ever seen in your life.
Is she coming out from Hollywood?
Yeah, I just recollect her name, but you think she's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
What a big woman, is she?
Well, I mean, a big name.
Oh.
Blonde hair. Very nice. Wish I had a big automobile.
Uh-oh.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you ain't going to start sparking that way, you
know. I might want to take her out riding once in a while. Sunday, we won't be nothing for her to do. Somebody's got to entertain her.
Now, Swan, to your goodness. Why, she ain't going to pay no attention to you, Ron.
What's the reason she ain't?
Well, she's a moving picture actor.
Yeah, what do you think I am? I'm a star, too.
Star? You can get in one here.
Listen, ma'am, now I'll run my affairs and you can be home. Do them right.
That's all or nothing. I'll get it on you.
You just mad, but I'm going to get a big draw.
You gonna get one sure now, huh? Hello? Got him down, Thor. And this ain't what I'm talking.
They just lying fine and paint it yellow. Where did I get my first check?
Oh, just a minute. Here, Long. Cedric wants you.
Oh. I already have a secretary to do shit. Hope you want me.
Here.
Yeah. Hello, Cedric, old fellow.
Yes, quite.
Well,
I would suggest that you talk to Mr. Carslow while he's here, old chap. Yes, quite. All right, old fellow. It's not at all, not at all. Will you?
Oh, I'm not dead, man.
Shows what kind of act I am.
You said it never even knows you were the
Now, you're talking about buying a new automobile, Mom. Now, you better wait till we know for sure they're going to make this picture.
Maybe, maybe. Ain't no doubt about that. He said so this morning. It's definite. You like the town just as good as Mr. Wilson did.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and make a deal for the section, everything.
I made a big hit with him for us, Ed.
You did?
Yeah, he wanted to know how much we were going to charge him to use the jot him down store here to take pictures of, and I told him he never wanted a nickel for it. Told him he could use it all they pleased and wouldn't charge him a cent.
Oh. Well,
That crazy Uncle Henry transferred him to this place to Squire Stanton. And then Squire was asking about three prices for it.
Well, I don't think we can let you use our store no long.
Well, sure we can. Ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Yeah, you know, I know, but, wait a minute.
Where are you going?
I just want to get back there by the door.
What's the matter with you, anyway? Got your feet all set there like you're fixing them on.
Well, we can't let them use our store long, because I've not rented it as far as him for 6 months and don't try to make sick.
We hope the Squire doesn't give him wrong chances for a picture career. Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Mom and Dad. Of course, we're speaking. And remember, person, your best bet or Columbia, broadcasting system.